Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
Look, there's no shortage of action going on right now with our exclusive partners at Bet Online. Now, sports are slowly making their way back. UFC, boxing, NASCAR, soccer have been leading the way. But BetOnline has all the best odds and lines for upcoming games and matches.
Well, if you need a little bit more, BetOnline has simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC happening every day live for you to check out on the site. They also have hundreds of live casino games. John talked about the poker tournaments and best props in the business. So just go to betonline.ag. Use your mobile device. You can join now, receive your new welcome bonus, and start playing right now.
By the way, the simulated NFL winning percentage down to 57%.
Oh, you've tanked. The season is turning into our season
pick. 57% is still pretty good.
I know, but it's turning into our season picks.
Look,
now,
just sign up for a free account, won't you? Make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1. Spell it out for your sign-up bonus. That's betonline.ag. Don't forget the promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus, because BetOnline, they're your online sportsbook experts.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
It's a Shaq podcast. It's a Shaqcast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Rejected.
DJ, drop that track.
A lot to get to today on the Big Podcast with Shaq. We will talk about the state of the NBA. Shaq's Funhouse versus Gronk Beach. The Bubba Wallace controversy. Shaq wants to fight Johnny Knoxville. Of course, we're going to get borderline. And we're going to do a spin on one of our all-time favorite games. Instead of black crime or white crime, we're going to play black hero or white hero. An uplifting turn. And
wow.
Should be fun. Now, live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa. The Hall of Famer DJ Diesel, Shaquille O'Neal.
What do you call a black man flying a plane?
What?
A pilot, you racist. You're a racist.
You know, like you're going to say, it's about to say. Negro Airlines representative.
Unreal.
Hey, man.
How many people told that joke this week at work?
Oh, I did.
How many people used that joke? And expose people. The Big Podcast with Shaq.
We work at the same place. Everyone here heard
Everybody
it.
Here knew it at that point. Shaquille O'Neal, the star of the show. Rob Jenners, the mastermind behind it all. John Kincaid. B-Dog enjoying a week of vacation.
Yeah.
Down in the panhandle, which is great.
Yeah, B-Dog's not here this week, Shaquille.
No B-Dog.
Why, what happened?
He's on vacation.
Oh, okay.
Little vacation week.
I thought he was, okay.
What do you think? What do you mean? You thought
nothing.
He was what?
Nothing.
What do you think he was what?
Nothing.
You just, come on.
Nope.
This is, wait. Wait. A little racially charged.
I'm not doing the podcast with the white man more.
Yes, you got two white guys.
We've had the conversation.
Yes,
I've talked him off that ledge.
We have had this. We need the balance out the podcast. How are you, my friend? You're down in Lafayette, Louisiana, right?
Yeah, I'm living a Charlie lifestyle.
Charlie Sheen?
Yeah. Charlie Sheen, Charlie Everstein, Charlie.
Oh, wow.
Charlie bit my finger.
Oh, man. I can tell you, I saw you a little bit earlier. I'm going to expose this a little bit.
Okay.
I saw you earlier, Shaq, on FaceTime, and I'm like, who is that lovely woman in the room?
What are you talking about?
There was a lovely woman in the room.
Hey,
she looked like a sexy Kamala Harris.
John Kashi 6'9". Stop snitching.
I'm going to need somebody to walk me to my car.
Yeah, I know.
An official car
snitches,
starter.
Good stitches. Is
oh, my gosh.
Johnny, huh?
How is everything in Louisiana?
Oh, everything is good.
It is beautiful.
How was your Father's Day, by the way?
Brother, every day is Father's Day.
Were you with the kids? Or
every
like,
day is Father's Day.
Okay. Well,
especially
yeah.
with
no,
you.
I am with
especially
the kids.
With you. You're bumping into a kid every day. You got them all over the house.
No matter what city you're in.
You got them all over the house.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I always have fun.
Did you cook?
No, I don't cook. What are you talking about?
You didn't cook anything? Like
no.
You didn't get on the grill or
no. I am the grill.
Wow.
What does that mean?
I am the grill.
Yeah, I'm hot.
Oh, you are right. Hot.
There
I've heard
go.
That.
Okay.
Yeah,
no,
we've heard that from before.
But every day is Father's Day. I have wonderful kids. Sharif and all my babies left great messages on social media. But hey, thank you. But I told them it's not necessary. Every day is Father's Day. I'm going to be your father forever. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a good message.
You know
that's
what I mean?
That is
a good message. That is a great message right now.
Yeah.
So we were down the beach. And I've got to tell you, it was the most magnificent week we've ever had at the beach. And I don't know if the pandemic sort of brought that on or not, but it was the best.
Was it crowded?
Hugely crowded.
Oh wow!
First of all, MC John Kincaid, right. I don't need you. I don't need you posting like a rapper.
What do you mean?
Sitting back with your damn
flossing.
Yes, you're sitting back flossing with your damn toes hanging off the damn beach chair.
I wasn't doing that. I was off social media all week.
Ooh, look at me.
I was off
getting
social
away
media
from the problems.
Well, I was.
You know, getting
I
away
was
from the problems. I don't need. I don't need you. The same problems you people are having.
Troublemakers.
Stay
in my
away from you.
Man, loving the life.
Can't even go to the Wendy's. I mean, you know now in Atlanta, you can't even hit the Wendy's anymore.
Well,
there. You know, it's been a wild time. It's been a wild time.
It really has. Speaking of wild times, where do you stand on the state of everything that's going on with the NBA? Because I think isn't today the deadline that they're supposed to
5 o'clock today is
we're taping on Wednesday.
They have to opt out or opt in, and reportedly, a very small number of people will opt out.
And not only that, didn't 10 people just test positive or something like that?
Yeah, none of them again test positive again. Here's where we got to get to this. Like Shaq, like they had 23 kids at Clemson on the football team test positive when they showed up.
Right.
Okay. None of them hospitalized. None of them requiring medical intervention. None of them requiring. Just they showed up. They were and they're young men and they're positive. And it's again one of these things that we keep talking about. This the young and the healthy under the age of 40. It's not. It's almost non-existent. The amount of people that are really getting severely affected.
It's always
by
the thought though that you don't want to spread it to other people.
And that's what it
that's,
is.
That's but the it's the spreading. But it's not so much who's getting it. It's who's passing
but
it on.
But the thing is that you've got to be responsible. Like my mom says, at 91 years old, she said, I need to be responsible for myself. I need to make sure I don't come in contact with people that have it. I need to make sure that I'm sheltering in place. But I got to tell you, Shaq, she's pissed that her granddaughter was that had her school year affected and everything like that, because we got to get back to living, and people are doing it in Florida. By the way, you're going to lose your mind. If you are afraid of COVID and you have any worry, do not go to Florida. That's all I'm going to tell you. Because other than bartenders and waitresses, every single person is out and about. And I saw, you could have counted on two hands the entire week we were away, people that were not service workers that were wearing masks.
Wow.
Now, and we're serious. We're talking about going into the Walmart, going into the restaurant. Now, the wait staff, all the restaurant, the cooks and everything like that all wear them. But it wasn't common to see a mask. It really wasn't.
What was your thought on Kyrie kind of saying that he thought it was kind of the whole Orlando bubble thing smelled a little fishy to him?
We didn't really
get a chance to talk about it.
Napkins. I don't have any thoughts on that.
You thought about napkins when you thought of that? What, feminine napkins or what? What are you talking about?
No.
You thought about napkins.
I don't. Listen, everybody has their own opinion. Yeah. And, hey.
Why is Kyrie inserting himself into something that he's not even doing? I mean, like, he's speaking for other people. He's not competing for a championship.
I don't know what's going on, buddy.
I mean, he's
a little crazy.
You're
yeah. I'm gonna just stay silent on this one,
Shaq.
Because I don't want to hurt
nobody's
feelings.
Don't be hurting people's feelings because they get very upset. Yeah. I would say if you think the world's flat, you don't need to be worrying about
viruses. First of all, the
viruses.
World is flat.
You don't need to be worried about viruses.
Yeah, we're not gonna keep going over this.
You don't need to be worried about viruses.
We're back to this
at that point.
What are you doing with Gronk this week? I know you and Gronk have a big event coming up Saturday night.
Yeah, we're raising money for our social injustice in NAACP Boys and Girls Club. Just doing our part. We're gonna try to make people laugh. We're gonna have 6 events where me versus him, and then we're gonna party, raise some money, and do a good thing.
So it's like a Shaq versus
Gronk. Me versus Gronk, yep.
Which is fun. You two are going to have a lot of fun with that. That'll be good.
Yeah,
so I guess you guys have to compete against each other, and then like you win money that goes toward your individual charities or something,
yes,
right?
Yes, and everybody knows that sports and music are the two things that bring people together. So Gronk and I are going to do a little something. So take a couple hours of your time. So hopefully you guys can tune in.
It sounds fun.
And it's everywhere. It's like all on the digital. It's like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere.
Sounds like a good dance. Maybe a dance-off.
It's got to be
a dance-off.
Some of the stuff in here. By the way, performances from Snoop, DaBaby, Steve Aoki, Diplo, Carnage, of course, DJ Diesel. And
you know nobody in music, do you, Shaq?
No.
Jeez, that's a great crew.
Good Lord.
That is a great crew.
Who are these people? And then you're going to do some horse jousting. There's going to be a chicken wing eating contest, apparently.
Yes.
So, So good event.
That sounds like
good
a lot of fun.
Man.
That'll be a good time. And you got to see if you got to find out. We got to get the scoop about Gronk as a Buccaneer. You know, how is he? Because he's got to, Shaq, he's got to put weight back on.
Yeah, I know. He says right now people call him Skinny Gronk. He don't like that, so he has to.
He merely does. To put back on, yeah. He lost like 35 pounds, I believe.
Thin. Yeah.
He looks thin, and yeah. and he plays. He's not afraid to take the physical beating. So he doesn't. He's not going to want that if he's thinner. So you got to help him out a little bit with that, which is pretty awesome. That sounds like it'll be fun.
What's your view on vegetarians?
I don't believe that God put the bounty of the earth in front of us and put it there to say you should only eat vegetables.
Okay, so
I think it's absurd. In fact,
did you watch that DVD Game Changer?
I did not.
Okay, so it's basically a bunch of athletes are saying, I'm vegan now and I feel better and I look better. So I'm going to try it.
You're going to try to go vegan?
Yeah, I'm going
to
try it, yeah.
Well, hold on. Vegan and vegetarian are two very different things.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Which one is it?
Well, which is the one that if you have, it doesn't have, you can eat something that doesn't have a mama.
Vegan.
If you've got a mama, you can't eat it. That's vegan.
I think that's vegan.
But I'm going to do a modified vegan diet. I'm going to go breakfast, smoothie, fruit for a second meal, lunch, salad, fourth meal, another fruit snack, and then fifth meal, I got to go to what I know, meat.
What, McDonald's?
No.
Like Burger
steak,
King?
Like a steak, chicken,
oh, yeah.
fish.
Oh,
yeah. Some protein.
Wait a minute, then you're doing a real hybrid.
Yes.
Yeah. You're doing a real hybrid at that point.
Well, I haven't started yet. I'm going to start tomorrow.
So you are now officially a vegetarian?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, tomorrow.
I need everybody monitoring Shaq's social.
They just
to make
called,
sure
they just called
in.
Five people in at the local Burger King.
Let them go.
They need sorry. Like, you're done after tomorrow.
We're gonna have
Shaq's
to let
changing.
You go.
So we've got that handled.
Rob, you didn't send me a show sheet. You all right?
Yeah, I did.
We sent it.
Oh, no, I didn't hit send.
Yeah.
You didn't hit send? Why would you not press send?
I'm staring right at it, and I didn't send it.
You're listening to press send. This is unbelievable.
I listened to Herm Edwards. He told me don't press send.
Don't press send!
He yelled it at me. Did you hear anything about what was going on with Bubba Wallace this week and the whole NASCAR thing?
I hope you did.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
What was your thought?
My thought was it was messed up. Why would somebody do that? And then, see, like, I try to be detective. Because remember, in real life, detective, the first clue is not the clue that's going to solve the case, right? So you look at all the evidence, right? So the thing was hanging around his car. He's never seen it before. Then when they did the internal investigation, they found out it's always been there. Now I got to go back and re-interview witnesses. So I believe him when he said it wasn't there before and it's there. You know, somebody's trying to persuade him because there's a lot of stuff going on around NASCAR, taking down the flags. I'm sure that's upset a lot of people. You got people flying flags outside the stadium. I'm sure a lot of people are upset. So
here's where it doesn't make sense, though, Shaq.
Hold on. Wait. So are you getting ready to say you didn't believe it happened?
No, I'm going to tell you what I believed and what we did on our radio show. We said there's an FBI investigation going on.
It's over.
No. At the time when we took the air on Monday, they told us that the FBI was looking into it. I said, if the FBI is looking into it, they're going to find the answer. So let's just wait to what we think this is, what it is. Let's just wait. And you know what? Our show ended up being smarter because we waited. Because we didn't jump to a conclusion that this was some hate crime.
Right.
And the one thing I thought of was this, is that then, now we know it was there from last November at the very latest. They know it was there last November, the exact same armature. And by the way, it worked. It worked. It pulled down the garage door.
Yeah, because of the rope, the noose, if you didn't hear the news, was just a piece of the garage door.
And it pulled down the garage door. So I can understand, Shaq, in these racially charged times. I can absolutely understand. By the way, Bubba did not make the claim. Someone else came in and saw it. Bubba was not the one. He's not Jussie Smollett. And that's what pissed me off, is people trying to say he was Jussie Smollett. That because he didn't,
something out of
because
nothing.
He didn't, he didn't even come in and see it. Someone else saw it from his team and just assumed. But that was a randomly assigned garage. And if he had arrived 3 hours later, his team had arrived 3 hours later, he would have been two garages down. So it was just randomly assigned that he got that garage. And it just so happened to be that. I wish people would be willing to say, in the sports media especially, Shaq, I got it wrong. because everybody was running with it was a hate crime. This is NASCAR, and I understand why. I understand why people would maybe assume that. But when you get it wrong, you should be able to stand up and say, you know what, I got it wrong.
Everybody's so hungry for news and so hungry to be the first guy to talk about it.
Yes.
And not only everybody trying to get their social followers up.
But nobody wants to go back and look at it like you remember Tabo Cephalosha of the Hawks when he had the police brutality case in New York. When they were when they were presenting that case in the beginning. All the police data that came out for like 4 weeks. I absolutely was of the belief that Tabo was in the wrong, Cephalosha was wrong, the cop was right, and everything. Then, as the details came out with the case, and then the facts started to present themselves, I couldn't have been more wrong. Couldn't have been more wrong. And we literally started a show where I just said, okay, we got to clear something up here. I said, now that we've seen other facts come out, I believe I had it completely wrong. It's not hard to do. We all get things wrong. I just don't understand
We live in the age of no accountability. You can say and do whatever you want, and then if you don't if you screw it up, you don't have to walk it back anymore.
You live in that age. I don't live in that age.
I don't.
You can't, Shaq.
I was raised by old school folks that way.
You know why?
If you make a mistake, you own it.
Because you guys always listen to them. I pay them no mind, whoever them may be.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's been incredible. It's a guy's going, well, NASCAR says it was still a noose. No, it was pulling down the garage door. Well, the FBI said it was a noose. No, the FBI came out and told you it was not a hate crime. There was no evidence of it. And it was there since last fall.
Can I say one additional thing on this? We won't dwell on it too long. It's kind of a gone story now. But I really, regardless of what happened, the show of solidarity from NASCAR
beautiful.
Was amazing. Like, they walked Bubba Wallace to the front of the yard and
You didn't like that?
It was awesome.
No, I did. I thought it was cute.
It was awesome. I mean, it was really
great.
Good.
Like, it was an immediate show of solidarity within a sport when something bad went down.
But, you know
even
what?
Though something bad didn't go down.
Now, this is what, Shaq, and I know we can have real talk on this show. Here's the one thing I would suggest, though, is all that unity, all that same message, everybody believing it. Then, as far as believing that this is something good, this is a good show of force, everybody together, we're all in this together with NASCAR was awesome. But then, when the FBI comes out and tells you this was not a hate crime, this was something from last fall, so what people were assuming was false, at that point, I think it's important for Bubba to acknowledge that.
He
did today.
There's stuff on his social.
Because last night he was on Don Lemon. Last night he was on Don Lemon's show, and it was being ginned up again. It didn't make any sense. And I'm going, Bubba, you have such an opportunity here to be a great ambassador. Because I got to tell you this: so many people now know who he is, and can become fans of him.
Yeah.
That this is something that can work in that sport. Maybe it bridges a gap.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Who was Aunt Jemima?
Aunt Jemima was a great lady who knew how to make the best pancakes.
Well, no, she wasn't a real person.
What?
Aunt I don't
Jemima?
Think she's a real person.
Wait a minute.
She's a corporate mascot.
She's a corporate mascot.
Yeah. Okay, so
I don't believe she was a real person. I might be wrong.
Okay, so why? Okay, so why are they changing the syrup?
Because it says it's a no. It's not the syrup. It's the pancake mix. Because they say it's a stereotypical view of a black woman. With a bandana in her hair that she's sort
Which
of
makes
the
sense.
That she's sort of the cook of I understand
I know
and guess what
I
by
know.
The way my favorite syrup Mrs. Butterworth's who the hell's Mrs. Butterworth
she's
a great
syrup
she's black too
wait a minute though is Mrs. Butterworth black because she's full of syrup.
Yes, because the bottle makes her very...
You know what I mean?
The bottle...
Like, if it was a milk bottle...
Boobs.
No.
Was it a milk bottle? Would she be white?
Mrs. Butterworth is a portly African-American woman. And it's the same type of thing. She's got the apron around
So are they changing her, too?
Yeah, they're getting... No, it's gone.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
I'm never eating pancakes again.
Wait a minute.
Listen, I hate to say it to you brothers, but I'm not eating the white man syrup. I need my Aunt Jemima and I need my Mrs. Burke.
Who's the white man syrup?
What's the white man syrup?
Log cabin is the white man syrup.
Log cabin.
Are you kidding me? I can't have no more Aunt Jemima and Miss Butterworth.
I love Mrs. Butterworth.
Guess what, pancakes?
Look,
I
mean, a good old-fashioned white man made log cabin syrup.
Here's what I got to say, though, Shaq, is that, and now you can't rent Gone with the Wind without getting they have to have a disclaimer on it that explains to you there are racial stereotypes being shown in a movie about the Civil War era. I can't even imagine. We have gone to crazy town. So I say this, for every Italian, in America.
So they better do that for Roots. Yeah, they better do that for Roots,
yeah,
too.
No. Why is there no disclaimer
on
this?
I'm not talking about Roots.
I want on the front of Godfather.
I'm speaking here on the front of the Godfather.
Yeah.
I want spokespeople to say, you know what? Italians are being depicted here as mobsters.
Yeah.
Mom is heavy set
it's
and in the
movie.
Kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but guess what? So is Gone with the Wind. It's the same thing. We've entered Crazy Town.
Entered
Crazy Town, and Shaq, unfortunately, too many people are not speaking up and having it because they're afraid. They're afraid of cancel culture.
Well,
they're afraid
cancel,
of cancel culture
comes for everybody, it seems these days.
What does that mean?
Cancel culture is coming after Jimmy Kimmel right now.
Those are the people that want you know, whoever you are in your opinion
you did
thrown
something
off the
in
island.
You did something in your past, and now you need to be punished for it because
you
now
need
we're
to be fired from your show.
Now
your
we're
show
extra woke. You know why they want Jimmy Kimmel off the air? Because he did that Karl Malone skit on the old man show.
It was
hilarious.
It was very funny.
And guess what?
But anytime you do blackface, you got to think that's going to come
now,
back.
Now Tina Fey and 30 Rock, they did it, and they had to apologize. I got to tell you this, Shaq. Do you believe, and we've had the mailman on the show, I don't believe for a second Karl Malone ever watched that skit and did anything but probably laugh his ass off. I mean, it was hilarious.
Yeah, that was funny.
Karl's got a good sense of humor, though.
Oh, man, he does. And then
he's one of the nicest guys.
But now other people are in the business of being offended for you.
Right, on your behalf.
And you know what it is? I got to tell you this. I think that, Shaq, if you look at the people being arrested around the Black Lives Matter protests in Atlanta, do you know what covers up around more than 50% of them?
Yeah, white people.
White people. The lady that
you
burned down the Wendy's.
Because, and that, by the way, you could tell that when they had her picture out and they were looking for her, that wasn't the first time she was at that Wendy's. I can assure you that.
Nice.
I can assure you
Real
that.
Real nice.
She had been there. She
Real
had been there.
Nice.
She had been there quite a few times before. They were able to track her just by her receipts.
Yeah.
They knew her regular order, obviously.
But, I said Diet Coke, motherfucker.
Get out the blowtorch. But the thing is, Shaq, what we've seen in Atlanta is we've seen Keisha Lance Bottoms come out, our mayor, come out and say, and don't burn down your own neighborhoods, don't burn down your own businesses. And you know what? You got a lot of militant white people that are out hijacking the Black Lives Matter movement, and they're out there committing crimes and everything because they're involved in some militant movement trying to hijack this thing. It's disgusting. So can I speak to white people? Stop doing it! Stop burning down buildings! Stop blowing and throwing rocks!
Music, Rob.
Here we go.
Oh,
we got some music?
No, go ahead, John.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
If I can speak to white America for a moment, please.
The floor is yours.
Black Lives Matter is something that everybody should be able to be in unison to support. But the last thing you need to hear are white people speaking on behalf of black people about what they should be offended by, what needs to be corrected or otherwise. We were told by many, many leaders in the African-American community, many who I respect, can you just listen? Can you listen to what our grievances are? Can you listen? Stop talking, white people. Stop talking. Listen for a while. That's what they're asking you to do. Listen. And then when they ask you to take action, then if you believe in the cause and you believe in what they're saying, take action on their behalf. But don't hijack Black Lives Matter into being a white movement.
Yeah.
Because it's not. It is not. It is something that we should be listening, we should be supporting, and whatever level of support you want to give it. You want to do it financially? You want to do it by showing up at some sort of a rally or otherwise? Then do it. But stop. We shouldn't have crimes being committed under the guise of a Black Lives Matter march, because you know what? Atlanta has shown it. The Black Lives Matter marches have been relatively peaceful. And not that bad. It has been radical, just people taking it over.
Yeah,
many of them white.
Yeah.
Many of them white.
All right, John says white people stay at home.
Yes. of course, too, because you got to be careful. And you got to be careful, too, because if you go out, the COVID may get you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, you might breathe something.
All right. That was so touching.
Shaq, that was
John.
On behalf of you, my brother.
There you go.
Thank you.
Very good.
I'll always have your back, Diesel.
A couple of things to clarify. You going to fight Johnny Knoxville?
I mentioned it to my guy Steve-O and Jackass 4. I would love to do that.
All right, here's the clip.
I want to box Johnny Knoxville. I mean, because I remember when he boxed
Butterbean.
Butterbean.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I'm sure that we would be honored and absolutely love it.
Yeah, there you go. So Steve-O basically confirming you're going to box Johnny Knoxville and Jackass 4.
Oh, man.
I hope so.
So you do that. You get in there. In tighty whiteys?
Yeah, in tighty
whiteys. Because, you know, they always have something.
Oh, well, you know,
that's
Jackass
something stupid
will
about
push
it.
Your limit.
So would you in tighty whiteys, would you be willing to box?
Of course.
Oh, man.
There's just, viral fit for
just
the ages,
don't
the way.
Be tripping on anything.
Viral for the ages.
That's unbelievable.
And is it caramel or is it caramel?
It's caramel.
Caramel.
Okay.
It's caramel.
White people say caramel.
A lot of white people
okay.
do.
Do you remember your Nestle Crunch commercial?
Yeah, let me see it.
Shaq and Percy here for new Nestle Crunch with caramel.
It's caramel.
It's caramel.
Caramel. Can you spell?
Whatever you say, Shaquille. Introducing Nestle Crunch with
Do you remember
caramel.
Any of that?
Do you remember that?
So, the funny thing is, the guys who invented the commercial, they wanted me to say, I said, no, we're not doing this caramel. And so, like, you know, they wanted me to shoot it the right way. But me, I told Percy, I'm going to say that. You say that. So, you know, we came out with our
that's
own
That's pretty
script.
Funny.
And they said, like, oh, my God, that's fabulous. We're going to keep it cut. Because, you know, they were saying Shaq is caramel. I said, let me tell you something, bro. It's caramel. You're going to what you say.
Okay.
But no, I said, no, caramel. So I just told the kid, hey, let's just go back and forth, and then at the end say whatever you say, Shaquille. I said, oh, my God, cut.
Oh, God. Ron, keep it.
I know a kid who would eat a healthy cereal, would get like Special K or something like that, and would mash up a Nestle's Crunch bar.
Ooh.
And put it on top of the healthy cereal.
Ooh.
And eat it with ice cold milk.
Nicely done,
and said it was
sir.
The best cereal ever.
You know what that's called, John? That's called a bad case of WPS.
What's that, white people syndrome?
Yes.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
I guess that's white people syndrome.
John's describing something disgusting. I'm like, I might give that a try.
That's why, yeah, Rob's like, wait a minute. Heart attack? Who gives a shit?
John, do you have a...
Bring it on.
Yes.
Do you have people in your family that are backwards? For example... My cousin used to buy cornflakes and put sugar on them. I'm like, bro, just
what are you
buy
doing?
Frosted Flakes.
Yes, exactly. Oh, man.
But hold on. Check us out. Then he used to go, yeah, let me get a cheeseburger with no cheese.
Yes.
I'm like, bro, that's
a hamburger.
A hamburger.
What are you doing?
Can I get a quarter pounder with Big Mac sauce? I'm like, bro, just eat a Big Mac.
That's what it is.
My mom would not buy, after many meetings with the nuns in grade school, I was forbidden to have sugar cereal unless it was summer vacation. So I was forbidden. She thought, oh, the problem is
yeah, that's the problem.
He's having sugar cereal. Yeah. Now she's figured it out.
Yeah,
all these years later, she figured out the nuns just didn't realize I was Satan. So they just didn't even realize that. I'm surprised they couldn't figure it out.
They got to that late.
Hey, we love our friends at Manscaped for so many different reasons. One big reason is they care more about things than just your balls.
Well... Okay.
We have a Manscaped new product alert. New product alert.
Oh.
Manscaped has just released the Weed Whacker. It's the nose and ear hair trimmer. Take a look in the mirror. I guarantee you're going to see hairs sticking out of those holes. Well, it's time to keep your ear and nose hair looking as nice as your clean-shaven pubes.
Look, guys, nothing will ruin a date faster than one of those scraggly, straight nose hairs.
Ooh.
Manscaped continues to change the grooming game with their new Weed Whacker. And like all their trimmers, it provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes.
Like all... Shaq knows a delicate hole when he sees one. Like
I'm
all,
looking at one right now.
Like all the great premium products from Manscaped. Shaq, could you call us afterwards? The Weed Whacker is intelligently designed to make trimming a breeze. It's waterproof, and it's the only nose hair trimmer on the market with a powerful and rechargeable lithium-ion battery that lasts for up to 90 minutes.
That's awesome.
And we'll make the deal even better by offering 20% off and free shipping with the code Shaq at Manscaped.com.
So get 20% off with free shipping with the code Shaq at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at Manscaped.com. And use code Shaq. What are you waiting for? Go whack your weeds.
Borderline.
Borderline, bitches.
Edition of Borderline. All right, now I'm going to start with a profanity warning.
A profanity warning?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, we're not doing that on the show. Stop it.
Stop it.
I float it because I don't know if I'm going to beep this out because it's just too damn funny.
Okay.
Have you seen the kid of the... His kid's got to be 8 or 9 years old.
Okay.
And he's sitting with his mom. I guess they're in Staten Island. This is every kid I ever knew from Staten Island.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
8 or 9. And his mom asks him about the lockdown.
Oh, no.
And this is what we get.
Next weekend, it's going to be so nice, like 60, 65, like that. We could sit outside on the porch.
No, the lockdown. A lockdown is when you say the f*** inside, not the f*** outside.
We could sit outside on the porch.
The lockdown is when you stay the f*** inside, not the f*** outside.
So you plan on staying in the house till, like, June?
Lockdown. You have to stay the f*** inside.
Oh, my God.
The f*** outside. What the f***?
Oh, my God.
Do you hear the news?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, there it is, WPS. Because my mom would have smacked the f*** out of
my God. You're not kidding, right?
Oh, my God. I would have been dead.
Oh, my God. I'd have been dead. And
I would
she's
absolutely
letting him
been
rant.
Dead. Why would she let that go on?
She's just letting him go.
Okay, and the kid, he's too natural with it?
Oh, God.
That's not a range.
No, it means
that's
it's
how
used.
He speaks.
It means it's used around his house.
Oh, my gosh.
The lockdown is when you stay the f*** inside, not the f*** outside.
You know who that sounds like? A baby Joe Pesci.
Yeah, yes, it does.
Well,
doesn't
Staten
it?
Island.
That's yeah.
the, oh, no, what are you eating?
Do you hear the news?
No, I ain't nothing. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I can hear you ain't chewing. Nothing. I thought there was a velociraptor in the room.
You stop. I'm not eating nothing.
My gosh.
What are you talking about?
Can't you get sexy Kamala Harris to show you a little, how you act like a little respectfully? Man.
She likes when I'm silly.
Oh, yeah, I don't think she does.
Yeah.
She's the getting locked down.
All right, sorry, kid. My bad.
You have to send me that later, by the way.
She tried dating somebody serious. How'd that work out for her?
Well,
she's back. Once you go check, you never go back. Bitch.
Well, did she step across racial lines? This could be an issue this month.
No.
She didn't. Okay. There you go. Why would it be an issue?
Do you hear the news?
Oh, that's why. That's why, because that kid.
Okay, well, I can't wait for that.
I had to bring that to you for Borderline. Also, we got to thank Borderline Detective Anil, who is back on the show.
It was his birthday yesterday.
Yes, it was. This is an expose show they did on Rod Blagojevich. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, the Chicago
mayor, I believe,
of
right?
Chicago.
He was indicted and all this stuff. Anyway.
Indicted for what?
They should indict every mayor of Chicago, because literally the place is a hellhole. I mean, honestly.
Here's about him trying to raise money around campaign time, and his campaign manager has an unfortunate name.
Dick Mell was the primary engine of raising money. So there was always this tension. He needed Dick, but he resented Dick at the same time.
He needed Dick?
But he resented Dick at the same time.
Well, how much did he need the Dick?
Well, you know.
It's what it's got to be.
Do you hear the news?
Yeah,
do you hear the news on this?
That's
oh, my
kid.
Gosh.
All right, one more quick one here. This came into us from Joel at our Gmail. It's from a YouTube show called How to Barbecue Right. And we've had this happen a few times on the show where we get a couple Southern guys who are talking about crawfish.
Oh, boy.
And it always ends up with something like this.
Keeps you from having to put all that hot seasoning on the outside. All that flavor is going to be in the meat, in that head. So when we're pinching and we're sucking, it's going to be Flavor Town.
Can't beat it.
Flavor Town.
Oh,
when we're pinching, when we're sucking, wow.
So when we're pinching and we're sucking, it's going to be Flavor Town.
And then I love this guy, too.
Can't beat it.
Can't beat it. It's going to be the best thing we ever had.
Yeah.
Do you hear the news?
Oh, sorry. Seriously. All right.
I like the Stephen A. being thrown in there at the end, too. That was good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
well, you hear
what
that kid talking?
Lord have mercy.
I tell you what. All right. Well, listen. And that is this week's edition of Borderline, by the way. We had a lot of people going, are you going to bring black crime, white crime back to the show?
Why?
In
a good way, I hope?
Well,
or were people saying...
People miss the game.
Okay,
it's like
good.
One of
it is a good
games.
Game.
It's a great game.
It's a fun game.
We decided kind of as a group...
Let's take a
quick break from this, just for a little while, and let things... So, I'm bringing you a new version of black crime or white crime.
In?
I'm bringing you black hero or white hero.
Really?
So, gentlemen, this week's game, I'm going to give you a story of someone who did something absolutely awesome.
Okay.
You got to tell me, was it a white person or a black person?
Oh, this is good.
So instead of dividing, we're
invented
lifting each other
peanut
up.
Peanut butter.
There you go. Well, George Washington Carver,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. Well, all right, Shaquille O'Neal. So here we go. Story number one. I have 8 stories for you. A Black Lives Matter protester is being hailed as a hero after he came to the rescue of a counter-protester who was injured at an anti-racism rally in London.
Black guy. I saw this one.
Oh, did you?
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Well, the man carried the injured counter-protester to safety, saying it's not about black versus white. Was the protester who saved the other guy after he got knocked out a black guy or a white guy?
Well, Shaq says he saw it, so I'm going black guy. You should keep quiet.
All right. Black guy, I will.
All right. That is Patrick Hutchinson as a black guy.
There you go.
As a black guy.
Now, Patrick Hutchinson, I might have maybe thought a white guy.
I know, white guy. He's got a white guy's name.
He does.
All right. Story number two, hero number two. An Uber driver, excuse me, gave a nurse a ride home.
I bet he did.
A couple of months ago, it was a woman, a single mom. She felt inspired to show her gratitude, so she started buying. Oh God,
what was that?
That was some of this story, probably, because this woman started delivering meals and food to frontline workers. Over the past 2 months, she's delivered 1,000 meals to her local hospital, and she started raising money so she could deliver even more. She's delivered up to 3,500 meals in 3 months to frontline workers.
That is fantastic.
Is that a white lady or a black lady? John, you want to go first?
I will go an African-American lady.
Okay. Shaquille O'Neal.
You're missing a clue.
What are you eating?
Yeah, dude, you're chomping away here. I only got you for like an hour a day. You can't eat before you get to the station? I mean,
come on now.
I'm not eating. This must be, it's raining out here really bad.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
raining salad.
White. John, stop complaining because you're about to lose. White woman.
Yeah, this was Tammy Smith. It's a white lady.
You didn't listen to the clues, John.
What was the listening to the clues? What are you saying?
Well, if you got a large family, we got to feed our family first, which means there ain't going to be a lot of food to give away.
Okay,
all right.
I'm just playing.
All right.
How many kids does she have?
Yeah, I was going to say, man, I mean, you're the one that took this down the road.
Racially insensitive there.
Part two of the above story.
Okay.
Okay, so we know that Tammy Smith's a white lady. On Mother's Day, the mother of two was invited to be on a featured popular talk show where she was gifted a brand new eco-friendly car as a reward for all her kindness. Was the host that gave her a car a black lady or a white lady?
White.
Black.
All right, Shaq's going to say black. She was given this car on a show called Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith. And that's a black lady who gave her the car.
Jeez.
So, Johnny, come on, man.
Okay, I don't know.
All right.
I mean.
Story number four. The owner of a New Jersey frame shop has been unable to open and operate his business since late March, so he started taking trips to the grocery store, over 500, free for his neighborhood seniors and delivering them groceries, keeping spreadsheets as he waits to reopen his store. So is the guy delivering free trips to the grocery store for senior citizens a white guy or a black guy?
Black guy.
I say white guy.
John's going to get back in the game. Greg Daly, a white guy.
Greg Daly, a white guy.
Nice job, Johnny. All right.
I mean, come on now.
You okay there, Shaquille?
You all right, Shaq?
We almost lost him.
I'm telling you.
All right, well, it's 3-2 Shaq as we go to story number five. A San Antonio nurse made her way around her COVID-19 unit. She was worried that her nurses were going to run out of supplies, so she started to design her own N95 equivalent mask. Well, it turns out she was able to design an even better mask that fit better, had more breathable room, and filtered out more harmful chemicals.
Wow.
She was featured all over the web. Fox News and the New York Post all ran stories on this woman. Is the nurse who built the better mask a black lady or a white lady?
Shaq?
You want me to go?
Okay.
She's a white lady.
Okay. Shaquille?
Black lady. You didn't listen to the clues.
What's the clues?
This is Tommy Austin. The TM2020 is the name of the mask she designed, and she's a black lady.
A black lady? Tommy Austin?
Black people always trying to make something better.
What?
Wait a minute, how's that?
Listen, for example, right, I'm looking at the hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
You know how I can make it better?
How?
Adding scents, strawberry, cherry, blueberry, grape.
And you're saying black people invented that?
No, I'm saying we always look at stuff and add our stuff to it, make it better.
Yeah, as a creative black man, he's saying he has ideas, damn it, and you're going to listen to him. All right, well, so far we got a 4-2 Shaq. For many of us, in story number six, it takes a long time to build good exercise habits. And with gyms closed around the country, your routine may have fallen off. but the owner of the Be Strong Gym in Bloomington, Illinois, allowed his members to sign out more than $40,000 of workout equipment to use at home.
What?
Free of charge while he was closed down for the quarantine and the lockdown.
The lockdown.
Over 80 members took him up on the offer to take gym equipment home.
The lockdown.
Yeah, exactly right. Was this a the guy who owned this gym, white guy or black guy? Allowed all of his customers to take equipment home with him.
Be Too Strong is a black name, but ain't no brother loaning out no equipment to no other brothers. Okay. White guy.
Even in these times,
I'm saying black man.
You're going to say black man? This was Drew Whitted, a white man.
Yeah, as soon as you said Drew.
John.
Yeah, as soon as you said Drew,
all right.
I knew it was a white guy when you said Drew. There hasn't been a black man ever named Drew.
Ever named Drew?
No, they never named him Drew. It's the one name.
I'm going to challenge you on that. I bet you our listeners are going to give you something by the end of the day.
Think about it right now.
All right, a couple more here. A Toronto man created a company called B12 Give. An Uber Eats-style project that rescues leftover food from catering events and donates it to homeless shelters and food pantries when they need it the most. So he's gone around on his bike, and he's delivered more than 11,000 pounds of surplus food around the greater Toronto area. Is this a white man or a black man?
Brother.
Honky.
John's going honky.
It's a little cold. It's a little cold up there in Toronto.
Is he Canadian?
Listen to the clues.
You know? Tony Colley.
He's a white guy.
A black man.
What?
Yeah, a black man.
Yeah. On a bike. That was the clue.
On a bike? What, like we don't own bikes?
It doesn't say the bike. There's nothing about a bike in that whole thing.
He delivered the groceries on a bike.
It didn't say it on my thing. I read.
Okay. Sorry.
See, he left that off my sheet on purpose.
Yeah, that's why. The bike. That was what I left off
there
on purpose. Story number eight. Last one. A compassionate veterinarian in California has spent the last 9 years treating homeless pets for people across the state. He's devoted his spare time to wandering the alleyways and streets so he can treat the pets of homeless people.
How do homeless people have pets?
Well, there's like a lot of homeless guys that have like a dog and stuff
like
that.
How do they feed them?
I don't know. I'm just saying I see a lot of homeless guys with dogs. So
this veterinarian
is treating their animals because they obviously don't have the means to treat their pets.
Oh, my gosh.
He's helped and saved more than 400 animals. Is it a white man or a black man?
I've never seen a black veterinarian in my life. I'm going to go with white.
Yes, I have. Doc McStuffins.
She was a doctor to toys.
She works on dogs.
She was a toy doctor.
She works on dogs, cats,
toy dogs, elephants. And toy cats.
I'm saying Shaq's racially insensitive. I think he's black.
Dr. Quayne Stewart is a black man.
Yeah!
Good job, see?
Racist.
That's on you, Shaquille.
Yeah, racist.
That was on you. But
I'm saying I've never seen one.
But Shaq, they let black people be veterinarians now. You gotta get with the times.
Now.
It's not, I mean, come on.
Put on the news.
We can hear the news.
Yeah,
we've come so far in this country. Now you can go to a black veterinarian.
Lord have mercy.
Up in the morning, life is real. I really messed up that
and
one.
And Charlie came back for real.
Oh, no.
Charlie.
Got him.
Everybody got him.
We miss you, B-Dog.
Yeah, B-Dog.
Have a good vacation week.
Next week.
The big podcast with Shaq at gmail.com.
Yes.
Hey, get in touch with us.
Oh, John.
Yes?
Charlie has a twin sister named Shirley.
Really?
Oh, my God, yes.
Sexy Kamala?
So what you're saying is you need the Lafayette studio again next week.
You're saying sexy Kamala Harris has a twin?
Yes, and her name is Shirley.
Really? Don't call me Shirley.
Shirley and Charlie.
Man.
I'll set up a residency at the studio that we have now.
By the way, bring in some of those Krispy Kreme donut.
John wants the free donuts, the munchkin holes.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
All right, man, we'll see you next week.
Okay, so that's it. Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at podcastone.com.
I love you, Uncle Shaq.
Hey, 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 this is NFL Hall of Famer Ray Lewis. I'm excited to announce the launch of my new podcast, Everyday Greatness, the Ray Lewis Podcast. I'll be talking with friends, family members, old teammates, athletes, celebrities, moguls, and guess what? I'll be talking to you. Listen, this is all in the search for everyday greatness. So I'm asking you to come along with me on this ride. Download new episodes of Everyday Greatness, the Ray Lewis Podcast, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on PodcastOne.com. It's not what you have. It's what's inside of you that actually inspires greatness.